Random sampler. Church resources for hearing loss. Do you have difficulty participating in church meetings because of hearing loss? Depending on how long you've experienced diminished hearing, you may not be aware of church resources available to you. Many Latter-day Saint meeting houses are equipped with listening devices, small remote receivers connected to the speaker system. They allow you to sit anywhere you desire and still hear the speaker. Contact a member of the bishopric if you would like to use them. If you are having trouble hearing in classes, see if the teacher will use a microphone. To further assist you, church videos and satellite broadcasts are available with closed captioning. Also, closed captioning is available at many temples. Simply call ahead to inquire and make arrangements. Marlene B. Sullivan, Orchard 5th Ward, Bountiful, Utah Orchard Stake. Sharing family history. I joined the church more than 30 years ago, but to date, only immediate family members have also been baptized. My extended family provides me with many missionary opportunities, and the most well-received approach has involved family history. Here are two ideas that I have found helpful. Scrapbooks. After I married, I showed my extended family our wedding album. It proved to be a useful tool for sharing my beliefs about the importance of temple marriage. One family member commented, "I like the phrase, for time and all eternity." Sharing photo journals that highlight milestones, such as baptisms and missions, is a way to share beliefs. You might send duplicate pictures or an annual family letter with the photos to extended family members. Family history information. At family reunions, ask who is also doing research and offer to share findings. Suggest using a family history center in their area or offer personal assistance. If you have a laptop computer, show them how they can organize their records on personal ancestral file. Even without a laptop, you can still tell them about this and other free resources at familysearch.org. Allison Affeltranger, Sigo Lily Ward, Sandy, Utah, Granite South Stake. Scripture study with an ancestor. If you are fortunate enough to inherit a family Bible that belonged to your ancestors, look for any scriptures they may have marked. My paternal grandfather loved writing small notations in the margins. I have finished the New Testament. This is the fifth time I have read the New Testament. Sometimes he counseled his sons, "So read it, my sons. It will give life and joy to you." Reading his notes has prompted me to do the same in my own set of scriptures. Of course, some family Bibles contain valuable family history information or other mementos, such as antique bookmarkers, a favorite poem, or photos. So don't let an old family Bible continue to collect dust on an unforgotten shelf. Peruse its pages to discover treasured information for your family today. Marlene Cameron Thomas, Pellissippi Ward, Knoxville, Tennessee, Stake. Our mission mats. As my husband and I were preparing to serve a mission, I realized that I would miss my friends and family very much, especially my children and grandchildren. I knew that mealtimes on certain occasions would especially remind us of family back home. Since I knew I could not pack many extras to remind me of my loved ones, I decided to make some picture placemats. Two of my daughters-in-law helped me gather some of my favorite photos, both recent and old. Then they copied the images in color, cut them, and glued them to durable placemat-size paper available at craft or paper goods stores. We then laminated them for durability and easy cleanup. At packing time, my set of 10 placemats fit neatly into the bottom of my suitcase without taking up much space. During our mission, we had dinner with our family, although we were nearly halfway around the world. Those who visited our apartment enjoyed seeing our collection of photos. Now that we have returned home, we are making another set featuring our wonderful brothers and sisters in the Philippines. Jeannie Huff, West Point 12th Ward, West Point, Utah Stake. Family home evening helps. Picture a song. When our children were small, we often taught them songs from the children's songbook for family home evening. We would first explain a song, then invite the children to illustrate the lyrics. After learning several songs this way, our children soon had their very own illustrated version of the songbook. Even our smallest children, who couldn't yet read, could easily follow and understand the songs because of the pictures they'd made. As a family, we enjoyed singing the songs around the house or while traveling. When our children hum or sing church songs, we feel blessed that they are choosing to seek the Lord early while in their youth. Our hope is that as they grow older, He will help them to know the truth. Seek the Lord Early, Children's Songbook, page 108. Mark and Cindy Smith, Grays Harbor Ward, Elma, Washington Stake. End of Random Sampler.